Yerushalmi records two customs of fasting on Erev Pesach. One custom recorded was that the firstborn, one of the rabbis that was the firstborn, fasted on Erev Pesach to commemorate the miracle that Hashem did to the Jewish firstborns by passing over our homes and sparing us. Gemara says that another rabbi fasted actually because he was estenis, and if he would eat a lot on Erev Pesach, he wouldn't be able to eat the matzah with an appetite. Actually, the Yerushalmi concludes that that's the real reason why they fasted, not because of the firstborns, but really because of the appetite factor. However, there is Masechet Sofrim that does mention this custom, that the firstborns would fast on Erev Pesach to commemorate that God spared them. Although it should be noted that this fast of the firstborns is not documented in the Talmud Babli. It's not one of the official fasts. Its primary source is this Masechet Sofrim, and that there is a custom. Of course, we don't treat our customs lightly. Shulchan Aruch brings it down in Siman Taf Ayin. That is the customs of the firstborn, whether they're paternal firstborn or whether they are a maternal firstborn. The men have the custom to make this ta'anit. The ta'anit would be a regular ta'anit from the morning all the way until kiddush that night. Shulchan Aruch discusses the customs regarding ladies. The ma'aseh, ladies are, our custom is exempt from this ta'anit. Regarding somebody that has, let's say, a son that's a bechor, even though the father is not a bechor, the custom is that the father fasts for his son. And if the father is a bechor, and they have a son that's also a bechor, so the mother, the custom is, fasts for that child as well. These are some of the people that are obligated in the ta'anit itself. And that's all Shulchan Aruch brings. He brings another halakha down in Taf'ayin, that those that have a weak appetite, and if they eat on Erev Pesach, they're not going to be able to eat properly the seder, they also should refrain from eating on Erev Pesach. That's it. He doesn't bring any dispensations for this fast of Ta'anit Bechorim or Bechorot, and really the Rishonim don't bring any dispensations as well. But the later rabbis came along and they said that since weakness came down to the world, and it's difficult for people to fast on Erev Pesach and to make a seder on an empty stomach, so therefore they found legal loopholes for us. Although the Aruch HaShulchan wasn't that excited about these loopholes, and he's shocked on it, and he leaves it in Sarich Ayun, but nonetheless these legal loopholes have infiltrated Baruch Hashem to make it a little easier for those firstborns. What's the loophole? The best way to get out of it, of course, would be through a siyum masechet, that they come to the Bet Knesset or wherever it may be, and somebody legitimately finishes a masechet. Not that he left the last line for 2 months and waited to finish it on Erev Pesach. Well, he was learning according to his pattern, and maybe he sped up towards the end a little just so he can finish it, but not that he finished it really and just leaving the Hadran for Erev Pesach. If you can attend a siyum that was done legitimately from cover to cover, matum uman na'im. Then those that participate, who are firstborns as well, even more than a minyan, those that participate, they can break their fast at the siyum itself. Chacham Ben Sion says they should have a kezayit mezonot. Chacham Avadya is lenient even to have a kezayit of perot. Everybody agrees if you'd have it, if you eat of yayin or grape juice, that would be okay. Chacham Ben Sion says even a kezayit of dates, Temarim, which satiate a person, also would satisfy to break the fast. It should be noted that while you can finish a Gemara from cover to cover, Chacham Avadya says that personally, not for others, but personally, if a person read a Masechet of Mishnayot with the Pirush of the Ovadya Mevatenura, as well as some of the Pirush of Tosfot Yom Tov, that can count for him personally. Also, he says if a person finished, let's say, a book of the Zohar HaKadosh, even if he didn't understand what he's reading, so then also that can count as a siyum for the Ta'anit Bechorot. Furthermore, The poskim discussed, and Chama Vajaz lenient on this as well. If a person went to a brit milah, a person went to Seudat Pidyon HaBen, if a person went to Seudat Bar Mitzvah of the day of the Bar Mitzvah, which is Erev Pesach, or if a person went to a Sheva Berachot, things like that, which is considered Seudat Mitzvah, Chama Vajaz is lenient and the gabe those situations as well, in order for a Bechor to break his fast. It should be noted that Chaim Ben Sion is a little more strict when he says that if the Bechor really thinks he can fast, and his consistency doesn't bother him by not eating until the Seder, he should fast. He shouldn't look for any of these loopholes. But again, for the majority of people, clearly it would be difficult to make this fast, especially it's a very hectic day, so he has the leniencies that we said. It also should be noted that there is a custom unwritten in our community that the men bring home the ladies a piece of cake from the Siyum, the magic cake they call it. And this custom actually is brought down by Chaim Ben Sion, that ladies that are firstborn, that although they're not really obligated to fast, according to our custom, however, it's the tradition that the husband or whatever brings them home a piece of food from the Siyum, and they eat that, and that's considered as if they broke their fast on the Siyum. But Tom Manaim doesn't want to keep that custom for their wives that are particular. They want to eat something from the Siyum, that the custom that their fathers brought them home, the magic cake. Yeah, or the daughters that have this custom that they're firstborn, to bring them home a little piece, it wouldn't hurt them. Yeah, they don't have to fast really. But if they want to get it, don't mizalzel. Bring them a piece, let them be happy, and you make shalom bayit. Again, this the subject of finishing a book of the Nevi'im, although Rav Moshe Feinstein said finishing a book of the Nevi is worthy of a celebration, and whether it's a big book or a small book, finishing any book of the Nevi'im is great. However, Chaim Avadia didn't say specifically that that can count as part of the Siyum Masechet, as Rabbi Bitan brings down in Yalkut Yosef. Nonetheless, this year the Ta'anit Bechorot will be on Erev Shabbat Kodesh. When it comes out on Erev Shabbat, even though traditionally we don't fast on Erev Shabbat, since that is the day, so we fast on that day. Whereas if Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbat, we would push the Ta'anit Bechorot to Thursday, and we would fast on that day. But again, those that aren't Bechor should make their way to the synagogue and participate in the Siyum Masechet. Sometimes a person comes late and they're still talking the Dvrei Torah from the Siyum. Chaim Avadia says, that's okay, you're still a part of the Siyum itself.